The class is taught by Advanced Fleet Management Tube. Learn about our training, consulting, and electrification services in fleet management. Introduction. The class develops the requirements to be met by an external workshop for the repair of fleet vehicles and the implications for fleet management. Requirements to be met by an external workshop. Many fleets have their own workshop where to repair their vehicles, but there are other fleets that take their vehicles to external workshops that are not official of the vehicle brand. The appearance of the so-called illegal workshops endangers not only the workshop sector but also the vehicle. The following are the essential requirements that we will have to take into account to choose a non-official external workshop of the vehicle brand, which is legal, and discard the illegal workshops in Spain, but they are very similar or the same as in any other country. The official workshops of the brands meet all the requirements developed below. Distinctive plate of the workshop. To make sure that the workshop is legal, it is essential that it complies with the legal requirements in each country. For example, in Spain, they are established by Royal Decree 1457-1986, which explains, for example, the characteristics that must define the distinctive plate of a car workshop, that the branch or activity to which the workshop belongs is specified, mechanics, bodywork, painting, etc., that the plate includes information in blue on a white background, that the initials of the province in which the workshop is established are included, etc. This badge will not only indicate that the workshop is legal, but also its specialty. In this way, we will be sure that the workshop is an expert in what our vehicle needs, repair budget. By law, the client has the right to request in writing or by mail, with the fiscal identification of the workshop and its fiscal address, the estimate of the repair and the operations to be carried out on the vehicle. In this way, we will have a breakdown of the cost of labor in each operation and the cost of each part to be changed. In addition, with this budget, we will make sure that the workshop will stick to the budgeted repair and will not include other operations that have not been previously contemplated. Price of labor. The different repairs carried out by the workshop have a price per hour of labor that must be visible to the customer, as well as on the same repairs in which it is specialized. Invoice of the vehicle repair. If the estimate is important, the invoice is essential to ensure that our repair is legal. The invoice must include the corresponding VAT payment. In addition, this document will allow us to be more protected in case of a possible breakdown due to a bad repair in the workshop, and will allow us to claim in case of any incident. Proof of deposit of the vehicle in the workshop. Whenever we leave our car in the garage, we will have to make sure that the garage gives us a receipt in which the deposit of the vehicle is reflected. This way, in case of any incident, theft or fire, the client will be able to file a claim. In addition, it is advisable that in this receipt is included the kilometers that the vehicle registers in its entrance in the workshop to make sure that it is not going to be used unduly. Legislation to comply with. A workshop has to comply with a wide variety of legal regulations, especially environmental regulations. You can ask the workshop to provide you with certificates of compliance with this legislation. Complaint forms. It is a lack of transparency of the business itself. A car repair shop that does not want to offer complaint forms or does not have them available, does not give a good image, and generates insecurity in the customer. Even today, there are workshops that refuse to offer it when the user requests it. Guarantee of the repair in the workshop. All repairs are guaranteed for 3 months or 2,000 kilometers, although there are warranties such as those related to the bodywork or interior that can be for 2 years. If the problem persists, with the guarantee we will be able to ask the workshop to check again the incidents and fix it. Spare parts. It is essential to make sure that the workshop is not going to use second-hand parts in its repairs. If used parts are to be used, two requirements must be considered. Firstly, by law, the workshop must state in writing that it is going to use second-hand parts and that it is responsible for their good condition. A second requirement is that second-hand parts may only be used if the customer has given his consent. Damaged parts. According to Royal Decree 1457-1986, the workshop is obliged to deliver to the customer the parts that have been changed in the repair if he requests them, to ensure that such defective or damaged parts have been replaced. Repetitive breakdowns. If having to take the car to the workshop is already a nuisance in itself, Imagine having to take it back for a fault the same as the one you had suffered before. For possible future claims, be sure to ask for a work order at the garage. If the garage has not been able to solve the same fault in 3 entries of the car, the authorities will give reason to the customer, as it is easily demonstrable as long as you have such orders. If such a claim can be supported by an expert report, all the better. Cleanliness in the workshop. It is not only a question of aesthetics, but the cleanliness in a car workshop will indicate if the pertinent measures of cleanliness and security are taken in the enclosure in the manipulation of toxic and dangerous products for the workers. It will be an indication that the workshop is aware of the environmental and health importance of proper management of toxic waste. Communication between the workshop and the customer. A transparent and legal workshop will always be in contact with the customer for any query, incident, or problem detected during the repair of the vehicle. Implications for fleet management. In my experience, workshops are costly, complicated to manage, have to comply with a wide range of legislation, especially environmental legislation, and lack of mechanics. In my experience, it is best not to have your own workshop to save costs, but in some fleets it is necessary to have one so that the vehicle is repaired as soon as possible to provide the service. It is recommended that the most complicated and costly breakdowns, such as engine, transmission, diesel injection, bodywork, etc., are outsourced to an external workshop, which can be the official workshop of the vehicle brand or an unofficial multi-brand workshop. The simplest breakdowns, maintenance, or semi-trailers can be repaired in our workshop. It is recommended to reach a repair agreement with a company that has a network of workshops in our geographical area to get cheaper prices and reduce costs. This network of workshops must meet all the requirements developed above. If we only need a workshop close to our facilities, make sure that it meets all the above requirements. Search and find out about the prices of different repair shops before deciding on one or another if you have any doubts. Make sure that the previous budget offered by the workshop is closed, and that they will only make other appropriate modifications if they consult you beforehand. Thank you for your time. The class has developed the requirements to be met by an external workshop for the repair of fleet vehicles and the implications for fleet management. See you soon.